Good evening. This is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service Christmas Special Ragchu. This NED is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization, which follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. The SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 of Zulu Great Lakes. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net host, yours truly, K2HA. For personal traffic with another station that doesn't involve everyone else, please move off the system and establish your contact direct, and when you have finished your business, come on back and rejoin the conversation. We'd love to have everybody stay around for the entire hour plus. How many hours we will do, who knows. We do encourage stations to stay around, and all stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at scarsvoip.com. That is scarsvoip.com, scarsvoip.com. Your net host for this session is Fred, K2HA. I am located in Broomall, Pennsylvania, 12 miles west of downtown Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Emergency traffic always has priority. Is there any emergency or priority traffic that needs to be handled at this time? None heard. Do we have anyone celebrating a birthday or anniversary this week? Or, you know, past week, coming up, either one. We'd be glad to celebrate with you if come now. Well, we do have the birthday of Jesus coming up. And that's interesting how that ended up on the 25th of December. We might talk about that tonight. The purpose of this RagChuNet is to bring our members and non-members together in a relaxed and informal atmosphere. This is a caring fellowship, allowing us to share informal updates, have fun, make new friends, and of course, chew the rag. All amateurs worldwide are welcomed and encouraged to join us in the Rag Chew. And just to notify you, we have some special Christmas delicacies here in our virtual lounge and living room. We are stocked today with Christmas goodies, and we have some punch, and for those that don't want to have any extra alcohol in their punch, we have a non-alcoholic punch on the side, and we have some figgy pudding. We have some Stollen, and of course we have poppy seed kuchen. What is Christmas without poppy seed kuchen? And if those beverages don't handle you, you can go to the refrigerator. There are many more in the refrigerator. Come and enjoy the furniture. Okay, first on our list tonight is Jay up there in Ontario, Canada, VA3JYE. Jay, how are you tonight, and are all you ready for Christmas?
K2HA, VA3JYE. Good evening, Fred, and good evening, all South Cars, everybody that's on the net tonight. South Cars number is Echo 2513. And right, it's Jay here in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, which is located about 35 miles or so east of Toronto, with a temperature of 28 degrees Fahrenheit, Fred, and the skies are clear. So we're hoping to have a good day tomorrow. It was actually quite warm here this afternoon. Want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and I hope everyone has a good holiday with their family and friends. And kind of looking forward to tonight's net. Not that I don't on the other nets, Fred, but I'm kind of looking forward to the Christmas thing that you might have going. So thanks, Fred. I'm going to just ride along here. And, lots of cookies and stuff and that. We're going to take advantage of that in the virtual living room and listen to the net here. And thanks, Fred. I appreciate you being there tonight. K2HA, VA3, JYE, want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Over.
Okay, Jay, very good. It helps if I press the right button here. I forgot to mention that we have some cookies there on the counter also. We have some Pfeffernisse, and we have some Sprengler, and we have some anise cookies. Oh, I love those anise cookies. So don't pass those by. And plus, we have the sugar cookies that are decorated with all kinds of sprinkles on them. But thank you, Jay. And so I have a question of you, Jay. When you were growing up, when you were real small, what kind did you have a tree in your house? I'm assuming you did Christmas. This is Fred, K2HA.
That's correct, Fred. My mom and dad had a tree, and it was a real one. None of this fake trees that not that that's a problem, but I know that's what people do these days. But back when I was a kid, Fred, me and my sister and that our family, we would actually spend, you know, a morning or an afternoon, and we'd load up the station wagon, we'd pick out a tree and bring it home, and then of course we'd spend the weekend decorating it, Fred, and it was a real tree. And what I remember about that is certain times of the day, you know, the pine smell would be through the house, the cedar, I guess, whatever tree that you bought. And boy, I'll tell you, that really stayed with me, Fred. And nowadays, I guess it's just the fake trees. But the real trees was the way to go. And we decorated it and so on, picked out one, and boy, I'll tell you, it was great. Put the presents underneath and so on. K2HA, VA3JYE.
Okay, yeah, I know about that pine smell. That is fantastic. And I have stories to tell about Christmas trees, boy, I tell you. My dad used to, sometimes, we were in New York and Queens, and sometimes we couldn't get a good selection, and so he would ask for extra branches from the place we bought the tree, and then he would drill a hole in the tree and he'd shove in branches where it was needed. All right, N8PC, Brad in Findlay, Ohio. How are you this evening? This is K2HA. Brad, are you there? Is there nobody at the microphone? N8PC. Okay, no one answering at this moment. Could have stepped away. Let's go to David in La Crosse, Wisconsin. KB9EWG. David, welcome aboard. What was it like for you when you were real young?
Good evening there, Fred, K2HA, KB9EWG, Echo 2289 in La Crosse, Wisconsin, with Echo 2289.5, Mr. Cole. Currently it's 38 degrees and overcast skies here in La Crosse, and I'm a little saddened today, Fred. I got some bad news that another person was pivotal in getting my ham radio license, became a silent key today. That's three people that had a big influence on my getting the license back 30 years ago that are now silent keys. The lady that signed my technician and general class tests, she passed away at 10 o'clock this morning, so I'm a little saddened by that. Her call was KA9MWT, and her name was Kate, and she was in the Milwaukee Repeater Club there, and she was actually the coordinator for the La Crosse County VE team there, so I was a little sad to hear that today. Let me reset here. As far as stories from when I was a child, well, I could talk about you asking about Christmas trees. And one year we had a very special Christmas tree. Growing up, we had a black lab in our house named Shadow. And I think she was about 15 when she finally passed. One night my dad was we used to keep her out in a kennel in the backyard all throughout the day, and she'd come into the house for a few hours in the evening, then go back out for the night. So she lived mostly outside in the kennel in her doghouse. And one night my dad was taking her in from going out, being outside for the evening. She got to the door, looked inside, whimpered, and took off running. And we never saw her again. And, they say old hunting dogs know when it's their time, like old Indians, and she went off to go die somewhere. And that's the last we saw of her. Let me reset one more time here. Well, just outside our kennel was a pine tree, Christmas tree there. And the following Christmas after she passed, my dad cut that tree down after he took down the kennel and all that, and that was our Christmas tree that year. So that was the year of Shadow's Christmas tree, and that was a very special year with that tree there. K2HA from KB90WG.
Wow, what a memory. Thank you so very much. I love that story. And, dogs have been instrumental in your life. I know about Mr. Cole. And Shadow, what wonderful memories of Shadow. And relating that to Christmas. But I know about the sadness when you have a mentor dying. Three of them dying, and, David, I think you're going to have to just take their place and do what they would have done, create more hands, and take this as a sign. It comes in threes sometimes, that you're called upon to do something special. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. We'll be coming back with all kinds of stories and questions about Christmas traditions and things like that. So hang in there, folks. Moving on, we are looking here for Doug, N6NFF. This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, good evening, Fred, and everybody here, excuse me, on the RagTuneNet. This is Doug, N6NFF, in Sacramento, California. South Car's number is Echo 1-877-344-1874. That's Echo, $18.74. Well, I was thinking about a couple of things concerning the Christmas tree. When I was young, for a little while, the aluminum artificial Christmas tree was in vogue. They were silver in color. I remember my mom got one year, and she put all red Christmas, you know, balls on it that you would hang on the tree. And they had what they call the color wheel. And this was a wheel, and it was painted in different sections, different colors. And you pointed the color wheel at the tree, and you plugged it in at night, and the tree turned all these different colors, green, red, blue, yellow, orange, and it rotated around and around and around until you unplugged it. We had that for a couple of years. But I also remember my grandfather did not like artificial trees of any kind. Every year, for many years, they would go and buy a real Christmas tree. And I remember him taking a couple of boards and making a Christmas tree stand so that the tree would stand upright. In later years, they bought one of those metal Christmas tree stands that you set the tree in, you can put water in it, and screw it in so that the tree would stand upright. Let me reset here. I also remember that some years my grandfather would buy a Christmas tree with the roots still on it. Positioning the mic here a little better. Yeah, he would buy the Christmas tree with roots on it, and when it became New Year's Day, time to undecorate the tree and take it down, they would put it down in their basement until springtime. And when spring came, they would plant it. And it got to be over the years that they had about three or four Christmas trees that really grew big and tall. There was one that stood just outside their bedroom window. It grew to be a big, tall sucker. And the one in their front yard did, too. And there were a couple of others that one of them didn't make it. It eventually died, and they had to get rid of it. But my grandparents are gone, and the property has been sold to somebody else. But they have a couple of Christmas trees that we used when I was a young boy. So that's my story about Christmas trees. I sincerely hope that everybody out there will have a very Merry Christmas, and that your 2020 will be better than your 2019. And be careful, because there's some kind of yucky bug floating around out there, and we don't want it to bite you on Christmas, so be on your guard. Fred, we'll send it back to you. The Best of 73 from N6NFF.
Hey, thank you, Doug. That's fantastic. Your grandfather and the live Christmas tree. Yeah, I do remember people did have those color wheels. I remember seeing those. And I saw those metallic trees in the stores. I never did have one of those. When I was young, we always had the live tree. Not necessarily symmetrical, but we got one. And not like the first year that I, in my first church in after seminary. That's another story, but I'll tell it in a little bit. That was an interesting tree. Let's get everybody checked in if we can. And we're looking over there at going to Phoenix, Arizona. KB9LHT, it's your turn. KB9, Lima Hotel Tango, are you there? Another one that stepped out to walk down the hall. All right. VO1UKZ, welcome aboard.
Good evening to you. This is VO1UKZ, Darrell, here in St. John's, Newfoundland. Outside this evening, stood up, overlooking the city. I live on top of one of the higher mountains here. I'm at almost 7 feet. The door is there because it is getting a little chilly. We're having a little bit of snow this evening, talking about maybe 4 or 5 inches. Unfortunately, have not had very much snow this year at all. Lifestyle Cigars number, of course, is Echo 2130. That's Echo 20130. And I'm not doing much tonight. Just remembered the right chew, actually. I don't very often make one at all. I'm normally an early morning person when it comes to my radio activities. But, fortunately, I had the portable while I was out this evening, tuned in on my walk home as I remembered the net. And glad that you were here to see that I managed to get a hello to you. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and same to everybody on the net. I've one more thing, if I'll just drop it for a second here. I'd just like to invite everybody listening tonight to join us over on the Do Drop In Echolink conference server and the South Paris conference server, as a matter of fact, on Christmas Eve, starting at PM. We'll be getting underway with our 9th annual Santa Watch Net, which consists of our Net Control Dave, N3 and TV, keep an eye on the radar and updates the youngins on Santa's locations throughout the evening. As well, of course, Santa has a radio in the sleigh too, so he'll talk to any kids that wish to do so, and probably get in any last minute comments Dave got for him after he's already checked the list twice, of course. So with that said, everybody's welcome to join us out here on Christmas Eve at 6 a.m. Eastern. With that said, fine evening, and everybody listening as well tonight, great to see you. You just put me down as one and done. I won't be around if there is a round table. I'll probably be checking out of here again. Lining up a movie here for back over to you, VO1 UKZ.
Okay, before you go, Daryl, what was your favorite holiday Christmas food? A special food that you had? A food and a dessert. Do you have a special?
Nope. Not when it comes to just a regular food. You know, it's just a cool thing up here for Christmas. So we cook the big turkey, and then, of course, you know, all the vegetables that go with it. We do carrots, turnip, potato, cabbage, you know, whatever kind of vegetable to complement the big bird there. And when it comes to a dessert, yes, I did, and unfortunately, we don't have it anymore. We'll be for something called a strawberry trifle that my grandmother used to make, and one particular way, and she's in hospital in a home with Alzheimer's, unfortunately. So, not able to make that anymore, and that's something all miss generations of our family. With that said, hopefully that answers your question, and you have yourself a fine evening. This is VO1 UKZ.
Okay, Daryl, that's very interesting what you said about the main meal, because I checked today what in the United Kingdom what the main meal it was, and you just described it. You just described it to a T. Okay, is that in your family background? This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, Fred, I tell you, it's like this. I don't know if you can pick it up from my accent or what, but the main population of Newfoundland, if you look into our history up here, Newfoundland was originally colonized back in the 14 and 1500s when it was primarily a fishing community. And all of the fishermen that would come here, or the majority, came from England, Ireland, or Scotland. So all of our nationality comes from, in some way, the UK or France. If you look back into our history around then, there was a turbulent war between French and the English that happened here on Newfoundland, and there's still to this day a small pocket or two of people in this very tiny province, because going right back to the 1400s. So a lot of our custom foods, language, it all comes from the UK quite directly, you know, several hundred years ago, of course, but my family in particular can trace our lineage right back to hundreds to Scotland. So, yeah, hopefully that answers it there. Go ahead. So I guess a lot of these traditions still continue today here in Newfoundland. Of course, until 1948, Newfoundland wasn't even a part of Canada. It was still a King's colony. Just a bit of history for you. The one UKZ.
Okay, very, very good there. Thank you, Daryl, for that history. You have just confirmed what I read earlier today about the United Kingdom food for Christmas. Turkey is the main dish. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And everybody, just remember that coming Wednesday, or I think it's Christmas Eve, though. Christmas Eve, that would be on the 24th. Santa Watch, and that's going to be coming up, then you might want to check into that net, okay? Peace and blessings to you there, Daryl. This is Fred, K2HA, and looking at our list here, Let's see. W2JLD in Rochester, New York. Welcome aboard there, John. What kind of traditions did you have in your tree, your house when you grew up? Did you have a live tree? Did you have some kind of a special dessert or food? Or how do you celebrate the holidays at the end of the year?
Not connected.
John, we didn't hear anything except not connected.
Not connected.
Okay, same thing. I hope you get it fixed. I want to hear what you have to say. W2JLD, is it fixed yet, or are you going to reboot?
M2BTW, fixing it.
Okay, apparently there's someone else that's on there. I caught a little bit of the call letters. You want to try again and repeat your call letters twice?
This is M2Visa. Did you link into a Syracuse repeater that's about to start on that here?
Well, that's very interesting. We are doing a net right now in... on the SCARS conference server, and I don't know how we're linked into that repeater. This is K2HA. Let me go over to George. Oh, well, George just got on. So let me tell a little bit of the story about that tree. When I was first pastor in my first church was in Memphis, Missouri, a town of 2,000 people. And then I had a church in Iowa also. Well, in Iowa, one of the members of the church up there had a tree farm. And he says, Pastor, come pick out a tree. Well, we picked out a tree. And that tree was a white pine. It was tall enough to fit in the living room, you know, 8 foot tall. But I think it was 7 foot wide, and the cat loved climbing the tree. We had quite a time after we got it decorated, keeping the cat out of the tree. What a beautiful tree. Luckily, we didn't have much furniture because we just moved in. And it took up the whole width, basically, of the living room at the end. Probably the biggest tree I've ever had and ever will have. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA with the SCARS. We are... Uh-oh. NO70 lost his voice. I was just going to go over to talk to George, but he said Merry Christmas, 73s, and he signed off. Unfortunate. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA with the SCARS, Saturday Evening Rag Chew, the Christmas special, and we had Doug just jump aboard. I don't know if he's ready, but... Doug, what we're asking for are some, when you were young, did you celebrate Christmas and have a tree in your house? Or what kind of special dessert or food do you remember from your childhood? What was your family tradition? N4YKQ. Doug, over to you. This is Fred, K2HA.
I'm out.
All right, well, good evening, everyone. I'm not sure what's going on with the repeater. It just timed out. I don't know why there's another net that has somehow echolinked in. But we're getting ready to start the Saturday evening digital flow scan TV net.
Go ahead, Fred. I think that John has pulled a pin on that.
John's link up there in Rochester, New York, they're doing a slow scan TV net. All right, but it's off now, at least off of our server. Let's go over to Mark, K5NO, down in Winter Springs, Florida, and we're doing holiday traditions at the end of the year, Mark, and in your house, did your menorah for Hanukkah have 8 candles or 9 candles with the center candle when you were young? I'm wondering when they started doing the 9 candles. K5NO, this is Fred, K2HA.
Well, good evening, Fred. Good evening to the net. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Hanukkah starting on Sunday at sunset. This is K5NO, Kilowatt 5, Nowy, Ontario. The name is Mark, and the QTH, Winter Springs, Florida. We're at 68 degrees under cloudy skies, going to a low of 63, a high of 71, and for the foreseeable future, rain. Yes, that's right, rain. Cooling down about midnight on Sunday night, and it's going to be a cold one tomorrow with high near 60, so plan on it, if you will. Well, as far as I'm concerned, from the earlier times when I was a childhood, Hanukkah had 8 candles, not 9, but 8 candles. The night one is the Shamus, and the Hebrew Shamus, and 1 through 8, that's it, no 9. So Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days, and the first one is tomorrow at sunset. Otherwise, not too much. I'm fine. Harry is fine. As all is right in the world. So 73 Sled, take care. All the best, and be well. K2HA from K5NO.
Okay, Mark, very good. For those of you who aren't familiar with Hanukkah, it's also called the Feast of Dedication in the Bible. And even Jesus celebrated the Feast of Dedication of the Temple. And so in Hanukkah and the Maccabees, then they rededicated the temple after it was defiled, as they captured it back after 3 years. And so there are some very strong roots of Christian use of Hanukkah and Hebrew use of Hanukkah. So, and I've been exploring that. Okay, thank you very much, Mark. Peace and blessings to you. We pray that your Hanukkah celebration will be great for the 8 days of Hanukkah. And you light the Shamash candle. Peace and blessings to you. This is Fred, K2HA. Any more check-ins for the net before? Oh, I see Mark there. KC8FQV, Mark in Ohio. Welcome aboard, Mark. And when you were young, did you celebrate Christmas? And did you have a live tree in your house, or what kind of tree? This is Fred, K2HA.
All right, KC8FQV here. Oh yeah, we had a live tree. We had trees. Cut down at the house here. We had trees we dug up and brought in. So we've had live trees. We don't do that anymore. Yeah, live trees we don't do anymore. we do small ones. And Hanukkah, I remember back when I was in school, I did a little thing. I made a Hanukkah thing a menorah thing. Made a one out of, well, probably made a several, but I made one that was the actual 3D one, you know, where rolled the tube, made them look, you use tape and glue and make the roll, make the tubes and that. But other than that, yeah, we had a high of 42 today, and the sun was out all day, most of the day. It went out once or twice early morning. But we'll send it back to Net. Yeah, Doug, hopefully he'll get in here. He was talking about wanting to get in here tonight. So KCFQV, back to Net Control. This is 1693 KCFQV.
Okay, very good, Mark. Live trees, very good. And so we'll be asking a whole lot more questions coming up soon, but I see that I probably doubled with KY6V. Gordon, how are you, sir?
Well, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, Fred. Gordon is not in the house right now, but I am. I'll turn it back to you.
Okay. That's interesting because I saw in the note there that I doubled with him. But so, Kathleen, when you were young, did you celebrate Christmas? What kind of tree did you have if you did? Or what did you do for the holidays at the end of the year? Over to you, Kathleen. This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, Fred, it's a long, long time ago, but I do remember Christmases throughout my childhood, and they were fantastic. But when Doug was talking about the Christmas tree, that is how we had Christmas. Not real live trees, but ours was gold with the rotating lights. I remember that. So the Christmases were always very good throughout my childhood, and throughout my son's childhood as well. But I am not going to share about my childhood, but I do want to share with you something that's going to happen this Christmas. Can I do that?
Kathleen, of course. Go for it. This is K2A with the Scars Christmas Special.
All right, Fred. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And I wanted to get on tonight just to say hi. Because my year is on vacation right now. It started yesterday. And as of Monday, I head to the state of Michigan, where if Jay is still connected up there in Kalkaska right now, it's about 36 degrees. They've had massive snow and massive cold, but now it's warming up. So we'll be heading there to spend my Christmas with my son, Sean, and he has a relationship he's in, which has, she has four children. They're going to be getting a new puppy, and today they just got a rabbit. So that's what my Christmas is going to look like this year. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to being gone from Gordon, but I'm going to spend Christmas up there with my son and have some fun, probably. So back to you, Fred. Thanks for doing the net tonight, and I'm glad I could check in. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Back to you, K2HA.
Okay, Kathleen, that's fantastic. For those of you who haven't been up to the upper part of the lower peninsula of Michigan, Kalkaska is not too far from Traverse City, up in that area, and boy, it is magical. Beautiful, especially when the snow falls. The trees are fantastic. The lake up there is great. And I don't know if Kathleen's going to get out there and try to do something on the lake, go ice fishing or something. But please give our greetings to your son and family and enjoy the relationships up there. And we'll be love to hear how it went when you came back, Kathleen. And if you happen to get access to getting on the net, we'd love to have you check in from up there in Kalkaska. Okay, Kathleen, anything else? This is Fred, K2HA.
No, not for me, Fred. Actually, the connectivity up in that area is not that great. The only thing my son has is he has Dish Network, and sometimes it's very limited. But I will try. I usually check in with Gordon, usually by text or by phone, and then definitely I'll try to check in with him. Because he and Cuddles will be by themselves down here, and I need to check on them. So, but that's all. I'm sort of finished school, at least for this semester, and going to try to rest and relax. And actually, Kalkaska's about 20 to 30 miles from Traverse City, east of Traverse City. But they still get the lake effect for it, and that's what he had the problems with this past week. So he was up at 1 a.m. and probably went till 1 a.m. the next day. So I'll turn it back to you, Fred. Thanks for picking me up. And everyone who's connected, from Gordon and myself, have a very Merry Christmas and a very, very Happy New Year. Back to you, Fred, from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Okay, thank you, Kathleen. Yeah, that lake effect snow is just amazing when it dumps. And I know that up in Rochester, New York, they have it there too. Boy, I tell you, when it comes down, it comes down. And you can put up walls of snow just by plowing right between, right down the road, and you have a wall on both sides. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. We're still looking for more check-ins for the Saturday evening Christmas special here on the SCARS conference server. Come now.
Six, Victor.
This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, we have two. Gordon and Ken, KD9NDJ. Let's go to Gordon first. KY6V, Gordon, did you say you grew up in Hawaii? Well, anyway, did you have some special Christmas traditions when you were young? Maybe a special food that your mother prepared for Christmas or the holidays? Over to you, Gordon, KY6V.
Yeah, hi, Fred, and merry, merry, and a happy, happy to everybody that's connected. Gordon, KY6V. I'm sorry I wasn't available when you called me a moment ago. I had to step outside for a moment. But we did double. I jumped in there shortly to say that John had just disconnected. That was JLD. I was getting ready to do that myself, but he was on the ball. Apparently his system was also connected to the other people that you heard. Well, yes, I was born on the islands. I left it at a young, tender age. I think I was around 5 or 6. And came up to the mainland where I grew up in San Francisco. You know, the island has a lot of traditions. You may have not necessarily a turkey. You know, they'll throw a big pig into a pit, and they call that a luau. They cook it underground. They have lots of Hawaiian poi, lots of coconuts, and lots of okolihau. Okolihau is a liquor type alcohol that's brewed out there in the islands, and you'll find that all over the place, and included in some eggnogs as well. Let me buy a nickel here. So at any rate, you know, on Wednesday, I will be celebrating my 82nd Christmas. And, you know, the memories are of just all special Christmases for all 82. You know, when you talking about when you were younger, you remember some things and forget a lot of other things, but the memories come back of Christmas Day when you got your first dog. I remember that. It was a little female Scottie by the name of Lassie. Very precious moment. Another Christmas when I was still reasonably young. I don't know what age I was. Probably 9 or 10 maybe. I got my first rifle given to me for Christmas. A single shot 22. I guess he didn't want to get me one that had a clip in it, so that I had to take the time to reload before I made a second mistake. So at any rate, all good stuff. Back to you, Fred. KY6V, over.
Okay, thank you, Dorit. This is Fred, K2HA. And we are still looking for more people to check into the net here. Before we go into some of our Christmas trivia and questions and memories, etc. So, more check-ins, please. Anybody else before we go through some interesting things? This is K2HA with the Scars Christmas Christmas Rag Chew on Saturday night. Arima, Charlie Bravo. Okay, two. David, your audio is disappeared. Barely heard you. Could you crank up the audio? And KB9, EWG, David, what do you have on your mind on a recheck?
Okay, well, let's try this here. Fix the audio that way. Anyways, Fred, good evening once again. Yeah, you were talking. I was talking to you earlier about how I had lost a couple of some mentors recently. As far as Kate becoming a silent key this morning, and two other people who mentored me into the hobby recently becoming a silent key. But I am currently on a conference right now, on a video conference here, with two young men that I'm helping mentor into ham radio. I've got Jack and Amos here. And let's see if they can say hi. Jack and Amos, see if you guys say hi here.
Hello there.
Okay.
Hello.
That was Jack and Amos. Those two are two young men that I've been trying to mentor and educate in amateur radio there, Fred. K2HA, KB9UWG.
All right. Fantastic. Jack and Amos, welcome aboard. Are excited that you might prepare yourself to become a ham radio operator. It is a wonderful hobby, and I became a ham when I was, let me see, that was 1959. not as early as Gordon became a ham, but I do have a few years under the belt, you know. And somebody gave me a whole bunch of electronic parts and tubes and resistors, capacitors, pots, all kinds of things. And with that and things I scavenge off the street in Queens in New York, old TVs, I put together a transmitter. And We were having a lot of fun building stuff back then and getting on the air. Now you can do it digitally. You can do it with computer. You can do all kinds of stuff. Things have really changed, but there are so many options. I'm sure you'll find it a wonderful thing to do. So welcome. Okay, thank you very much. Let's go over to down there to George in Central Florida, KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo. And I'm sure, George, you have some story about your early celebrations of Christmas and New Year and the holidays. Do you have a special food that you remember from Christmas? Grew up. This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, good evening, Fred. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo, and good evening to the South Cars family. Yeah, buddy, we had a company stop by as you was talking about the early days there. As far as Christmas trees, only pines we had in Key West was these huge Australian pines there, and if you recall the name Quick Check Stores, which later became known as Winn-Dixie, they supplied the different northern pines and your spruce trees or fir trees in the area. And what can I say, never any rooted type tree there, but we used to wait for the trees to come in and go pick one out there. And let me pause with the calls there. And as far as a special meal, it was usually most conch families, some of them had a nice, what they call a mutton fish or mutton snapper, and that was usually baked and prepared, and also there was the hams, a ham, and great day, the pork, a pork shoulder, marinated in lime juice and all the Spanish style ingredients there, all the different herbs and all. But that was usually the different meats there. But you know, like I said, the trees mostly was fruit trees in Key West at the time, and but very few pines, and those was very large there. So, but as a youngster there, you know, we kind of thought more about the reason for the seasoning instead of Santa Claus, you know, which is nowadays it's a different light on things as to some of the younger generation. But what can I say, there's no a reason greater for the seasoning than our Lord Jesus Christ. With that, we're getting ready to put it to sleep for the night there. We're supposed to leave out a town today, but we've kind of put it off a few hours for the weather to move through. So more than likely, we'll catch you on the net tomorrow night in the great state of Mississippi. So with that, my friend, God bless, and many blessings to you and your family there, and everyone that's on the South Cars get together there tonight. Take care. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo, and hopefully we don't get pulled away from the computer so we can finish up this program. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, George. This is Fred, K2HA. You know, in Eastern Europe, Poland, Hungary, Russia, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Lithuania, Croatia, and Romania, there is one dish or one dessert that you have to have for Christmas, that it's not Christmas without it. And every one of those countries, they have the same dish or the same dessert It might be shaped slightly different. It might have a different topping on it, but it is the same. Does anybody know what that is? There is one dessert that's in Christmas time that you have to have for it to be Christmas in those countries. Anybody want to take a guess?
VO1CSD, maybe some kind of pudding?
Okay, Craig, very good. VO1CSD. Well, that the pudding, well, folks, figgy pudding is not what I'm looking for here. Figgy pudding is over there, like in England. And Dickens mentioned figgy pudding, and it's in the Christmas Carol, which we haven't gotten to the Christmas Carol trivia yet. But the figgy pudding is not a pudding. It's a cake. It's like a fruitcake, but not what we over here in the States consider a fruitcake. It's different, and I'll talk about that either tonight or tomorrow. But what I'm looking for is not a cake. It's more like a roll. It's more like a roll, a long roll. And it's got a special filling in it. Anybody know what that filling is? That's over in Poland, Hungary, Russia, Czech, Slovakia, in Lithuania, Croatia, and Romania. What is that filling that's in that dessert? Otherwise, it's not Christmas.
KQHAWN4V, I need to make a guess on that, Fred. It's apricots, possibly apricots, or apricot jelly, or apricot filling. And I'm checking in a bit late, better late than never, though. K2HAWN4V.
WN4V, that's very good. It's not apricot. It's not apricot. Well, I'll tell you what it is for this one. This is Eastern European, Slovak countries. The people that are in these countries, they'll tell you right away, unless they have this, they're not celebrating Christmas. So they prepare for it, and is poppy seed. Poppy seed is the poppy seeds represent good, representing coins, the tiny seeds. Poppy seeds are a symbol of wealth, and it's an old tradition. It's an old tradition, and it was one of the things my mother made also. She made the German, the Stollen, and she made the poppy seed Kuchen, the roll. And for years as a child, my mother would buy the poppy seeds, and she'd hand me a mortar and pestle, and she said, "Fred, I need about 4 to 5 pounds of poppy seed butter. Have at it." And I would crush poppy seeds for hours, making the poppy seed butter for the poppy seed Kuchen. What a wonderful taste. Okay, John. WN4V down there in Bradenton, Florida. What was your Christmas tradition when you grew up? Did you have a special dessert, or what kind of tree did you have in your place? This is Fred, K2HA.
K2HAWN4V. Well, our Christmas meal tradition when I was growing up was that my father would fix. My father was originally a mess sergeant in the Army, and when he started his Army career, and he would fix us. He was a great cook. He would fix us a sirloin tip roast, shrimp, He'd fix a small ham, and he would fix a chicken breast. And it was absolutely scrumptious, for lack of a better word. As far as trees go, we always had a real tree. Now, that's not the case now. We use an artificial tree. I don't really care much for real trees because they're really a fire hazard, especially if you live in an apartment building. We were always careful. We always pushed our tree when it was time to do so, but others do not. And they're really a fire hazard for careless people. So we stick with artificial trees. As far as desserts go, we had pumpkin pie, and a neighbor would bring over South Carolina pecan pies, which is like an 18-piece pie. I'll let it reset. My neighbor was incredulous one day when I ate a quarter of one. But that's another story. And just a normal day today. Really haven't done much. Bought a new toaster. Exciting stuff. K2HAWN4V.
Okay, John, thank you for checking in. And I mentioned Stollen just a little while ago. That is a famous German dish. Dessert. Stollen is a yeast a bread, not a bread, it usually comes in a roll, and you slice it just like the poppy seed kuchen, comes in a roll. Probably the way my mother used to make them, they'd be about a foot and a half long, and about in the middle upwards of 3 inches wide, and both the poppy seed and the stollen. But the stollen had all the candied fruit in it, and it would have, and my mother also used nuts on top, and a little bit of a glaze. It was really, that was a fantastic dish. I don't know why, but my mother just loved to bake, and so we had all the cookies there also, of many different kinds for Christmas. So she really got a lot of identity as being a fantastic baker. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, with the Scars Christmas Rag Chew. Do we have anybody else who would like to check in, make a comment, or tell a story about an interesting story from their childhood and a Christmas tradition? This is Fred, K2HA.
VO1CSD, Craig, I got a comment.
Okay, VO1CSD, Craig, go ahead.
Yeah, my comment's in defense of real Christmas trees. I'm like a bunch over in Europe. It's not real Christmas until you have a real Christmas tree. And, I mean, originally they were lit by open flame, which, by the way, coming from an ex-fire employee, the number one cause of fires in North America is open flame, candles and stuff, unattended open flame. Number one cause of fires. But anyway, we had the open flame on trees, then we had parallel bulbs. Remember the parallel bulbs, the big ones? They'd set fire to everything. Then we got smart and started using series set bulbs. That got rid of the electrical short problem, but still they were running hot. But nowadays we have LED, low voltage, low heat bulbs. I don't think we have a problem with fires and Christmas trees, real Christmas trees anymore, you know, as of recently. So I think we can bring back the real Christmas tree. That's my comment.
Okay, Craig, thank you very much. Yeah, I was listening to Rick Steves, the the travel guru, and he had on this morning people from Germany and England and a number of countries on with their Christmas traditions. It was very interesting. You might all want to check that out. You go on to NPR and Rick Steves, and you can get today's program right there on the internet. But he interviewed a number of people from Germany, and they all said that their tradition is, and not following your advice. Well, anyway, they go out and they go get a tree, they cut it from a forest. Sometimes they take it from somebody's land, and they bring in the tree, and then they use live candles, and they insisted, this is today. Over in Germany, they're using live candles, and I don't know why theirs don't burn up, but maybe they're more careful with them than we are over here. I would agree with you, Craig, that that is quite a hazard to have live candles on a Christmas tree. That is a risk I don't want to take. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Any other comments before I give you some trivia here?
I have an additional comment, Fred, WN4V.
Okay, WN4V, this is Fred, K2HA. And then I'm wondering if VK2DY is around after give your comment. This is Fred, K2HA.
K2HA, WN4V. Actually, Fred, I do like real trees, and a responsible individual, I say responsible individual, would not use unsafe wiring. Frayed wires are really too many conventional bulbs on a tree. Unfortunately, in this area especially, we have had some Christmas tree fires, serious ones up in Tampa, and since many, many people here live in mobile homes or manufactured homes or whatever you wish to call them, there have been some serious fires where the tree caught fire because it was too dry, and it burned, the whole trailer burned down and made these individuals homeless. So I think that it's better to err on the better side of caution than with real trees. As I said, I don't dislike real trees. I love the smell. When I grew up in North Carolina, my grandfather had 25 acres of land, and we had many different kinds of trees that could be used as a Christmas tree, and we went down and we cut them and used them. But again, if you're a responsible person, you won't use unsafe wiring, and it's a good thing we have LEDs now. That's all I really have, K2HA, WN4V.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you are correct. You got to be very careful about that. VK2DY, are you there? This is Fred, K2HA.
K2HA is VK2DY. Yeah, I'm here. It is 19 degrees Celsius, about 66 Fahrenheit, which is quite a change from yesterday where it was 44 degrees, 111 Fahrenheit. So we've cooled down considerably. The bushfires continue to burn. It's burning up through the Blue Mountains and destroying things pretty much. But anyway, I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Christmas and happy Hanukkah, whatever you happen to celebrate. And we have an interesting tradition here of Christmas pudding here. We call them Christmas pudding, not fig pudding, but we call them Christmas pudding. And, of course, people pour custard onto them when they serve them. And we also have the other custom of Christmas crackers, the little things that you pull apart and they have fries in them and stuff. I have to go. But thank you again, BK2DY.
Okay, very good, Robert. Thank you very much down there in Kellyville Ridge. And so is your, before you go, is your Christmas pudding like the cake. It was a cake over in England. That's what it's ended up being. And sometimes it gets served with flames on it. They pour a liqueur on it and then burn it and bring it. Then they have candied fruit on the top and things like that. And some of the kids would reach in there to pull off the fruit. So is yours a cake type shape?
Yeah, the Christmas pudding is very much the old English Christmas pudding. In fact, there used to be a tradition some people still follow. You used to put a sixpence in one particular area. If you got the sixpence, you were lucky. You were supposed to be a special thing. And they've replaced that, of course, with a 5-cent piece now. But most families don't even do that anymore. But that used to be a big tradition of finding the sixpence in the Christmas pudding. Yes, it's very much the same way. It's a cakey, thicky sort of thing, almost like a fruit cake. And like I said, they usually serve it hot with custard poured over it. BK2DY.
Okay, very good. Hot with custard on top. That sounds delicious. Well, thank you very much, Robert, and I know you have to go, but peace and blessings to you, a merry, merry Christmas, and if you check in tomorrow night, we'll talk again. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, and there are many interesting traditions that people have had over the years. And one of the traditions that we do around here is we do Christmas caroling, and I've done it for years and years and years. And tomorrow I'm going out again with my daughter. She's going to play violin. We've got a group of people, and we're going to sing along. And we sing some of the Christmas carols. And so I just want to ask a couple of questions. Maybe people know what the... which was the first Christmas song ever broadcast on radio? What is the first, not ham radio, what is the first Christmas song that was ever broadcast on radio? Three choices here. O Holy Night, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, or I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. O Holy Night, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. This is Fred, K2HA.
KB9EWG.
Ah, KB9EWG. David, go ahead.
I'm going to say Jingle Bells is the first KB9EWG.
Okay. Well, that wasn't the first one that was broadcast. Okay, we're really late here right now, and we'll pick this up tomorrow night for those of you who want to hear. I have a whole list here of wonderful tidbits about Christmas and food, etc. So come on back tomorrow night for the Rag Chew. And so the answer for this one is, that's a good guess, though. Jingle Bells is a good guess. The answer that they were looking for here is says "O Holy Night," and a Canadian inventor, Reginald Fressenden, created the first audio broadcast in 1906. He read passages from the Bible and played "O Holy Night" on the violin. That was a Canadian who did that back in 1906. That was before I was born. So, this is Fred, K2HA. Do we have any more check-ins or comments for tonight before we close the net and continue tomorrow night? This is K2HA.
Six Victor with a question.
KY6V, Gordon, go ahead. This is Fred, K2HA.
Thank you, Fred. I'll make it short. My guess on your last one would have been White Christmas with Bing Crosby. Now, I know that's not right, but that's the one I'd hang my hat on. Hey, I want to take you back to poppy seeds. I've been sitting back here thinking about this, and I'm just going to ask a very simple question. Are poppy seeds addictive? And the answer is yes. Over.
Well, it is very enjoyable to eat the poppy seed kuchen. You don't get a high. You get fat. It is rich. It is truly rich. And the... when you look at the, I don't want to bore you with the ingredients here, but what they do is, some people put raisins in it also, but it is a paste and they add sugar to it and a number of other things. And it's delightful. It has a special taste of its own. Some people don't like it. They think it's a little bitter. I love it because I grew up on it. And and it's hard to find right now. You can get it. But one of the things they do over there in Europe is they'll grow a special poppy. An oriental variety of poppy in organic gardens, no pesticides or herbicides. And for harvesting the seeds, the dry seed pod or capsule, they wait until they shake it a little bit, and then it is, if they can hear the seeds rattling inside, then it's ready to harvest. But then they mash them. But a lot of people do this all by hand. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. I don't think it's addictive in terms of a drug, though. This is Fred, K2HA. Back to you, Gordon.
Yeah, interesting. Well, you know, I think of poppies. I think of poppy seeds. I think of morphine and codeine and the experience of... Europhia and blah 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 blah. So that's what maybe makes a jolly Christmas, Fred. Thanks for the time. KY6V, over.
Well, maybe in those northern climates up there in Europe and the Slavic countries, and the Balkan countries also, they love this, and maybe they need it. It's dark, you know, and it lifts them up. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA with the Scars, Saturday evening Christmas, right, Chu? And any final comments before I close? Okay, this has been the Scars, Christmas weekend, right, Chu? We'll continue tomorrow night for those of you who would like to come. I have a lot of more stories here. This is the VOIP version of the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. Now, net schedules and general information may be found on that fantastic website. All kinds of information that you need to know, besides propagation reports for the poor propagation. It is scarsvoip.com and scarsvoip.com. Your net host for this session has been Fred, K2HA, the happy amateur saying 73 and closing this VOIP session. We pray that everybody will have a fantastically wonderful Christmas and Hanukkah, if you celebrate Hanukkah, and I know some Christians who celebrate both of them. We want you to come on back tomorrow night for the second edition of the Rag Chew at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll be here again, Lord willing. Thank you for your participation, your contributions, your stories. It has been wonderful. May peace and blessings go with you. This net is now closed. K2HA will be clear.